Telah dilaporkan bahwa 90% kasus pelecehan terhadap warga lanjut usia dilakukan oleh anggota keluarga. Dan Kepala Dinas Hak Asasi Lansia, Caroline Barkla, mengatakan pencurian keuangan adalah bentuk paling umum dari pelecehan terhadap warga lanjut usia tersebut.
Financial elder abuse from our perspective is by and far the largest form of abuse perpetrated against older people. In terms of prevalence, we can only do estimates because a lot of older people don't like to talk about financial abuse because generally financial abuse is perpetrated by sons and daughters of older people.
Pencurian dapat terjadi ketika anak-anak diberi surat kuasa yang memungkinkan mereka untuk mengambil kendali keuangan dan urusan medis dari orang tua mereka. Caroline Barkla mengatakan organisasinya telah menyorot salah satu contoh mengerikan dalam laporan tahunannya, di mana seorang keponakan menghapus seorang wanita dari perawatan perumahan Manula, mulai menerapkan biaya sewa di apartemennya sendiri, dan mencuri hartanya setelah diberikan kekuatan terhadap pengacara.
Their niece and nephew decided that they needed her money. And so they took her out of residential care and took her home. And then her nephew started taking control of her money. And she was charged exorbitant amounts of rent. And she had no money left over. And usually what happens here is there's an underlying threat that you won't see either your grandchildren or your great nieces and nephews if you don't hand over that money.
Komisi Reformasi Hukum Australia ingin menciptakan sebuah daftar surat kuasa nasional, sehingga lembaga keuangan, pengacara dan anggota keluarga yang bersangkutan memiliki sarana untuk melakukan pemeriksaan yang sulit untuk dilakukan di bawah sistem saat ini. Karena negara bagian dan wilayah semua memiliki hukum terpisah yang mengatur wewenang jaksa. Kepala Eksekutif Pelayanan Lansia Multikultural, Rosa Colanero, mengatakan sebuah daftar nasional akan membantu mengurangi kompleksitas dan lebih banyak kasus yang dapat diperiksa.
The older person might be living in one state and then the adult children are living in another state, and so they're quite used to different laws and requirements and regulation, and that just adds to the complexity of it all. And really we would advocate that anything that would streamline that process would be a benefit.
Coraline Barkla mengatakan mendapatkan nasihat hukum yang benar sangatlah penting, sehingga warga dapat membuat keputusan yang informatif dan dalam kasus warga yang mungkin memiliki kesulitan dengan bahasa Inggris. Penafsir yang terampil dan mandiri sangat penting untuk membimbing orang untuk mengambil keputusan.
That's really important to ensure that older people have access to interpreters and an appropriate interpreter other than a family member. It's also about ensuring that we engage with a range of communities so that we can talk to the appropriate community in a language that they understand, in a safe environment, and ensure that they've also got support services around them.